I want to talk about triggers because triggers are a subject that come up all the time. One of the most common questions I get is, hey, you know, I've been doing all this healing work. I'm now dating again. And I thought I healed this thing. And then I got triggered like, oh, I got to start all over. Or I never healed it. And I thought I did. As I share that reflection from many people, it's one that I used to have too. It was before I recognized that triggers don't go anywhere. They're a radar. It's what we do with them that changes. They are a brilliant alert system that say, this is a familiar template or pattern or situation that has led to pain before. And so the trigger comes up. It's what we do with the trigger that changes. So I want to dive deeper into this and focus mainly on good triggers. We're not familiar with good triggers. We're familiar with the concept of people triggering us because of toxic behavior, dysfunctional behaviors, right? Or we get triggered in dialogue and conflict. But this is about actually how goodness, good experiences, all these types of beautiful things that are about moving to a next level, opening our heart more, can actually lead to being triggered and then pushing away the relationship, sabotaging it. So I'm going to read an excerpt from our book, Liberated Love, that I think you're going to find incredibly insightful and give you some idea of where good triggers show up in your life and actually how to change how you orient to triggers so that you can cultivate deeper and more beautiful relationships and actually a more liberated life. Because if you have not cultivated the wisdom in your trigger and changed how you orient to them, you're going to be enslaved by them. So this is about liberating yourself. And this is going to completely change your life. So here we go. But first, these messages. As someone who deeply values meditation as a daily practice, I've come to understand its transformative impact on mental clarity and emotional well-being. You might remember my episode with Young Pueblo, where we discussed the practice of meditation as a way to rest in groundlessness and cultivate the capacity to respond to life's ever-changing nature. Being with the unknown in life is usually where our minds can mess with us the most. Fear could take the wheel and have us stuck in the survival states and or in the inertia. This is where meditation has personally served me as a powerful tool and guide. It helps me cultivate present moment awareness, strengthens my resilience, and improves my cognitive flexibility, all supporting my mental well-being in the face of uncertainty. One of my favorite places to ground in the practice of meditation is the Open App. They are currently offering a new 14-day series specifically designed to quiet and refresh the mind, called the Mental Detox. This detox offers diverse techniques that connect science and spirituality and will guide you through a journey of focus, regulation, activation, and breakthrough to comprehensively address your mental and emotional wellness. Join me this May for Open's The Mental Detox series to refresh your mind and alleviate your well-being. You can get 30 days free of Open by visiting withopen.com/createthelove. Again, you get 30 days free by visiting withopen.com/createthelove. So good experiences, such as vulnerability, being intimate, sharing a need, going after what we desire, and being seen can activate our nervous system. If we're not used to being seen or being vulnerable in our relationships, these experiences might, at first, feel overwhelming to us. It's normal for our system to code closeness as unsafe. So as we open up again, we have to be mindful that although we've walked this relational path before, this time we're packing some new skills so we can change where the story goes. No more autopilot. Now, for example, when we're healing from previous dysfunctional connections, begin dating, and finally find ourselves in connection with good, reliable people, it can prove very destabilizing. It can trigger us in a good way. We might find ourselves wanting to distance from them, telling ourselves stories that they're unattractive or that they have no edge. We are often used to chemistry being miscoded as unreliability and uncertainty. To be triggered by trustworthiness is to begin to heal and trust ourselves and others. Another small example of how this might show up is an inability to receive a compliment. So we deflect, minimize, or criticize ourselves to deal with the discomfort and dissonance we feel. When our system becomes overwhelmed by the good, or we don't yet trust it, we will unconsciously focus on the negative, keeping us stuck in our sadness and our wounds. Spiritual teacher, medical intuitive, and author Carolyn Mace aptly calls our attention to this attachment to the wound as woundology, and she describes it as the place we live when we define ourselves by our wounds. So often we get stuck in the eye of the wound, not because we wish to deny ourselves goodness, but because we fear what happens on the other side if we do. We fear what might happen because of what did happen in the past. It's a vulnerable journey to open, release, trust, and receive where we never have. Let's take this a step further and shine a light on the brighter side of our wounds, the gold that lives in the muck for us all. The path to our liberation is in the wisdom that dwells in the wound. Until we consciously turn towards relationships and connection, our wounds are something that we build relationship patterns around, protecting and preserving. Our relationships suffer when we live from the center of our wounds, not our integrity. When we try to avoid touching them rather than cultivating the wisdom that dwells within them. What if instead we garner the wisdom that lives in our historical pains and in turn learn the skills, words, and actions that are required to be empowered by the pain rather than avoidant of it? Then, and only then, can we step into mature and thriving relationships when we see our past being in service and in honor of the future we want to create. We offer this perspective on wounds to loosen the grip with which we hold on to the past so that we can slowly and with great care open ourselves to the goodness, wonder, and beauty that await us on the other side. When we enter this unknown space in our relationships, it's natural for fear to rise. Instead of pushing it away and bolting, we invite you to bring it forward. This may sound like, wow, I've never opened up this much or taken this step with anyone, and it scares me. And while I want to run, push you away, or find something wrong, I'm choosing to stay and stand in this goodness. At times, you might need to hear some reassurance to soften the mental mixtape of fear that can often get kicked up as we move beyond the familiar. This may sound like, hey, I could use some reassurance right now. Can you remind me that everything is okay, that you're here, and that you love me? As we bring what's in the way up and out, our hearts continue to heal and open. This is where love begins to lead again. On the journey to liberated love, you'll be asked over and over to increase our tolerance for good things and decrease our tolerance for the not so good. Opening and expanding into these deeper levels of intimacy with another, through the good and painful experiences alike, is the practice of letting love lead. The journey to liberated love is a call to stand in integrity. This call becomes easier to embody when we trust and know that everything that is emerging in our relationships is emerging for a reason. Author and psychologist Dr. Alexandra Salmon calls this the golden equation in relationship. Your stuff plus my stuff equals our stuff. What's emerging for one person is emerging for both of you. Trust that. Your triggers are a gift. When turned towards with curiosity and a desire to heal and grow, they become the catalyst that brings the relationship to the next level. This is an excerpt from our book, Liberated Love, that's available wherever you get your books, or go to createthelove.com/liberatedlove. And there you can enter your order number and get a copy of a free meditation and workbook that goes along with it. Make sure you hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any episodes that are coming up, because I've got some juicy guests and some juicy subjects that are all about liberating yourself in both life and love.